The opposite of insomnia, excessive sleep. Some people sleep excessively, and they experience an abnormal level of fatigue or sleepiness during the day. There are also people who simply sleep too much, for one reason or another, and may not experience abnormal fatigue during the daytime. However, both of these situations are potentially serious problems, partly because of the adverse effects on the muscles, bones, heart and the body in general, that result from excessive bed rest. In addition, these conditions are often associated with medical problems, which may have not been diagnosed. The solution to excessive sleep is all of the following strategies. The most important strategy for excessive sleep is to obtain medical assistance. This is especially the case if you have an undiagnosed problem. This may require seeking medical opinions, testing, and treatment from a number of physicians, until you obtain assistance that improves your condition. It may be necessary to use medically prescribed drugs and other treatment for sleepiness, which may include stimulants. These drugs should be taken with caution, and second medical opinions may be advisable. Do not take any stimulants without consulting knowledgeable physicians that are aware of the details of your medical condition. Part of the reason for this is stimulants can sometimes increase fatigue, or have no effect whatsoever, especially when they are taken repeatedly. This applies to over-the-counter stimulants, including the regular use of coffee. Develop an exercise program that fits your physiological abilities, which should include cardiovascular exercise, resistance exercises, and stretching. The exercise program should be vigorous enough to reverse any problems that result from spending excessively long times in bed. This is extremely important, because very serious medical problems can eventually result from the excessive hours spent in bed, including heart attack and stroke. This risk can be greatly reduced or eliminated by regular daily exercise. Try to eat your meals at approximately the same time each day. Be certain that your diet is healthy, well-balanced, and avoid excessive fats and refined carbohydrates. It may be advisable to take a vitamin and mineral supplement, and to seek the assistance of a medical dietitian to be certain that your diet is optimal for your physiological needs. Try eating several small meals, instead of two or three large meals, especially if heavy meals make you sleepy. Maintain proper body weight, because carrying excess body weight can be fatiguing. Go to bed at approximately the same time each night, and get up at roughly the same time each morning. Try to consolidate most of your sleep during a fixed time interval, such as from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. Napping during the day might be helpful for some people with this problem, but ideally the naps should be scheduled, or time limited to prevent sleeping the entire day. This generally involves setting an alarm clock or timer to wake you up after a period of time, such as 30 minutes to perhaps as long as 2 hours depending on your needs. Measure the number of hours you sleep each 24-hour period, and record it in a diary. This should ideally include the time you lie down in bed. This includes any naps you take during the day. The reason for this is many people who think they are sleeping too much are actually not sleeping enough, or are sleeping only 8 or 9 hours, but they lose track of the number of hours they sleep. Even when this is not the case, it is necessary to have an accurate record of the severity of the condition, which may help with any needed medical treatment. Note, the simplest way to keep track of the total number of hours that you sleep is to obtain an electric clock with a plug. Set the clock at 12 o'clock each day, regardless of the time, with the plug out. Each time you lie down in bed, plug the clock in, and when you get out of bed, unplug the clock. At the end of the day, the clock provides the total number of hours you spent in bed, which should be recorded in a diary or on a calendar. This is useful in charting your progress and documenting the severity of your condition for your medical providers. Try to develop the ability to resist mild or even moderate fatigue when you have already slept more than 8 hours. Do this with caution and consult a physician that is familiar with your medical history to see if it is appropriate for you. Part of the idea behind this strategy is some people are excessively sensitive to normal levels of fatigue that most people periodically experience throughout the day. For some individuals who sleep excessively, This may have resulted in the habit of going to sleep whenever they feel even very mild levels of fatigue, or any other type of stress, frustration or undesirable feelings. For persistent problems involving excessive sleep and/or fatigue, use experimentation and trial and error, along with knowledgeable physicians that are familiar with the details of your medical history. This can involve using medications, medical procedures, physical therapy, home remedies, and self-devised strategies on a trial and error basis to find out what works for you. For further information on excessive daytime sleepiness or fatigue, see the following websites. Websites on excessive sleepiness and fatigue. There are website links on this page that will not be verbalized.